This is VOA News. I'm David Byrne. President Donald Trump says he is delaying a nationwide sweep to deport people living in the U.S. illegally. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
It starts, you know, during the course of this next week, maybe even a little bit earlier than that.
That's what President Trump told reporters as he headed off to Camp David Saturday morning. But a couple of hours later, he tweeted that he was delaying the operations for 2 weeks at the request of Democrats. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi responded with her own tweet saying the delay is welcome and would provide time to work on comprehensive immigration reform, adding families belong together. Earlier, President Trump laid out what he expects to see.
We need Congress to fix the loopholes and fix asylum, and we will have the cleanest border there is.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
U.S.-Iran tensions continued to escalate Saturday as Iran warned it would react sharply to any perceived aggression against it. And President Donald Trump vowed to impose more sanctions on the Islamic Republic. Trump told reporters at the White House before leaving for Camp David, "We are putting additional sanctions on Iran in an effort to prevent the country from obtaining nuclear weapons." The president also said that military action against Iran was still a possibility.
It's always on the table until we get this solved. Yeah. We have a tremendously powerful military force in that area. It's always on the table until we get this solved. Thank you.
Earlier Saturday, Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Abbas Mousavi told the semi-official Tasnim news agency that Iran would not allow any of its borders to be violated. He said Iran will firmly confront any aggression or threat by America. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Mauritania has begun counting ballots from its presidential elections, with supporters of the ruling party candidate Mohamed Ould Ghazouani, a former general and defense minister, claiming victory. Ghazouani is heavily favored to replace outgoing president Mohamed Ould Abdel Aziz, who is stepping aside after serving the maximum 2 5-year elected terms. Opposition candidates have complained of potential fraud, noting the absence of international observers and the printing of ballot papers by a company with ties to the ruling party. The election was the first in Mauritania's history since independence from France in 1960 to choose a successor to a democratically elected president. A runoff election will take place next month if no one receives a majority. Anti-Russian protesters gathered in the center of Tbilisi, Georgia, for the third day of demonstrations Saturday. Thousands of people with banners and placards calling Russia an occupier state and mocking President Vladimir Putin peacefully listened to speeches from an improvised stage in front of the parliament building. This woman was one of those protesters.
I want to live in a country with democratic values, and I just don't want to exist. I just want to live in a peaceful country. That's why I'm protesting, and that's why I'm here.
Georgia and Russia earlier traded blame for an outbreak of unrest in Tbilisi sparked by the visit of a Russian lawmaker, which led to police using tear gas and rubber bullets to stop furious crowds. Tensions between Moscow and Tbilisi continued on Friday when President Putin signed a decree suspending Russian passenger flights from Russia to Georgia to protect people from what the Kremlin called criminal actions. Dozens of protesters have been arrested after they shut down the street outside of the New York Times building in New York. Julie Walker of AP tells us why.
The group Extinction Rebellion hung banners on the New York Times building as well as the Port Authority bus terminal and then sat down on 8th Avenue and blocked traffic. A police recording blasted a message telling protesters they'd be arrested if they refused to move. Todd Fernandez said he came here to be arrested. He wants to make the point that media organizations like the Times need to make climate change the headline every day.
There needs to be a paradigm shift within the media. You need to stop looking at this as if you're reporting on the climate and Mars and start being citizens of the United States and reporting on this like the true crisis that it is.
The Times says it supports the group's right to express their point of view but disagrees. The paper says it published almost 800 articles about the climate last year. Julie Walker, New York.
For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd. VOA News.